Yo, what's up, y'all? This is The Down Low. I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm Lucas, Alfred Greer.
And today we're just going to be talking about a lot of different things so you guys can get a feel of what we do, who we are, mainly just like some icebreaker type questions. So let's get started. Lucas, what you got for us?
So I got the list from Google here, some good icebreaker. So first things first, what is your weirdest talent?
I feel like I don't really have a weird talent, but I will say like I've figured out I could do like backflips and front flips, but mainly just a backflip. It's actually kind of funny. So I used to always do front flips at Sky Zone and stuff like that, cartwheels and all that. And then my friends said, try backflip. I thought I was about to die. But after I just kept trying it and kept trying it, now I can do a backflip on command. So that's pretty fun.
You ever hit your head doing a backflip?
No, but I've landed like on my knees and hurt my knees before. Landed on like my feet, but like not in a good way. But never on my head. Yeah, I always flip, you know, correctly. But yeah. But what's your weird talent?
I wouldn't say it's weird, but I can juggle.
When did you start doing that?
I started juggling like shit. Like senior year of high school, you know. Just with rocks in the backyard. Just throwing rocks around with my bro.
That's tough.
And look at me now, I'm a whole clown. But I can only do three balls. I'm trying to do four. Maybe one day.
One day. We'll get there. What else you got?
Okay. I got a hot topic here. What are your thoughts on Ridgeway? Now, I will say, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but Ridgeway has been bussing lately. It's been bussing.
I'll agree. I feel like coming here my freshman year, I'm a junior, by the way, guys. But coming here my freshman year, it was, you know, mid. I didn't really like to, you know, get out of my dorm as much because of Ridge, and I didn't really like always going to Chick-fil-A. But I feel like now it gets to the point where I can either go to Ridge and go to Chick-fil-A and have, it's like a balanced thing. If I don't feel like getting Chick-fil-A, boom, I got Ridge because they actually got some fire foods. Not even just like in the eatery, but, you know, Ace's Place, they just now started the hot foods at nighttime when for your meal exchange and stuff. So I feel like that's an amazing. Yeah, they just got a lot of different things. So I really like Ridgeway.
Man, I wish I could say the same, but I spent all my Ace Bucks yesterday on Ridgeway. I mean, on Chick-fil-A, but I ain't even mad to go to Ridgeway this year because the food has been actually good. Like last year, I don't know if you remember, they had the cheeseburgers with the pineapple on them.
Mm-hmm.
That one day, that was unbelievable. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes, but this year, I think they got a little better, you know. You know, and it smells better in there. It used to smell like sewage. But, hey, we on the come up. All right, next question. What would be your advice for freshmen?
Like incoming or just freshmen right now?
Right now or incoming, you know, future.
Okay, so incoming, I want to say, like, make sure you go to a school that you want to go to that'll benefit you in the long term and not just where your friends go, because that's only going to benefit you for enjoying school, which it's always good to enjoy school, but you'll always make friends in school. Like, I didn't know Lucas before I became a freshman, but look at us now. We on a podcast. You know, we cool.
Best bros.
As well as, for freshmen that are already here, UE or not, just make sure you have a fun time. Try to be involved in a lot of different things. It don't matter if it's clubs or just things on campus. And just make the best of it because, again, you only have 4 years. There was one point I was just like, dang, I can't wait to be out of here. Now I'm a junior. I'm like, dang, I only got 1 year left. This is crazy. But, yeah, what about you, Lucas?
Yeah, pretty much just say the same thing you said. You know, it really doesn't feel like I'm a junior. It's been going by so fast. So I would just say, like, cherish the moments, you know what I'm saying? Get your work done, but, you know, don't stay in the library too long. You know, go outside, go to the events. You know, maybe go to a party, you know. Just stay away from the drugs, you know. Don't be drinking and shit, you know. Wait till you're 21, but, yeah, just have a good time, you know. All right, anything else you'd like to add on that?
I think I said everything you did, too, so, yeah.
All right. What's your morning routine?
You go first.
Okay, so
I wake up, jump out of bed, you know. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll stop cussing. All right. I would wake up, jump out of bed. Instantly, you know, I got to open the blinds all the way. I got to get the sunlight because.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah, that wakes you up. That wakes you up. You know, sometimes I listen to music first thing, you know, that new future. And then usually go to the restroom, wash my face, brush my teeth. You know, all the regular stuff. Pick my outfit. You know, usually I used to be picking the outfit before, like the night before, but I've been getting a little lazy. So it's usually last minute, just throwing some stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it. How about you?
I'll say I really like to get up an hour before classes start. So if I have 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., I'll get up at like 8 o'clock for 9 a.m. or I'll get up at 7 a.m. for 8 a.m. class. I usually like taking showers at night and in the morning. So I'll take one just because I like how it refreshes me and like just wakes me up because I don't like opening my blinds for real. My blinds always closed. It'd be dark in my room. Clothes, I usually just pick that up in my head, but like I already know what I'm gonna wear, but I really don't know what I'm gonna wear. So kind of the same thing with Lucas. I just pick it out the same morning because I'm a little lazy, but I know what I'm gonna wear. Wash my face, brush my teeth, put my clothes on. But I do that before I wash my face and brush my teeth because I had just got showered. But like, yeah, that's really it though. And then boom, I'm ready for class. I don't really get to eat breakfast because of these like early classes, and then I don't feel like going after my early classes. But yeah, that's my simple morning routine. I walk to class while listening to music, make sure I got my music picked out, and yeah, that's really it though.
Breakfast is supposed to be the most important meal of the day though.
I know.
You know that.
I only eat lunch and dinner, y'all.
Yeah, man. I need to get on top of the breakfast. What's your okay, next question. I didn't choose this. This was the Google. But what is your astrology sign? Actually, now let me rephrase it. Do you believe in the astrology stuff?
Me personally, I do not. I don't really get it. I low-key keep forgetting mine. But I am a Libra.
What's that mean? Like,
I don't know what it means at all, but I just know like on Snapchat, it shows your birthday and what your sign is. And my birthday is September 30th, so I made it to a Libra.
Snapchat's the only reason I know what mine is. I'm a Gemini. I'm like the little two lines with the it's like a pie symbol kind of.
What's your birthday?
June. And I asked somebody, and I guess that means I'm two-faced and I'm fake.
Dang.
You believe him, Mike? You know me long enough.
Nah.
I ain't two-faced. See, there you go. That's all the proof you need to know.
Actually, I don't know.
That is not
when
real.
When it comes to basketball, he can either be a KD fan, a LeBron fan. We don't even know anymore.
I'm a LeBron fan. Look, I have a KD shirt. That's it. Everything else is Bron, all right? You know, nowadays, people take the astrology signs too seriously. Like,
yeah.
A lot of these bras out here be disqualifying people based on their astrology sign. Did you know that, bro?
Yeah, bro. I mean, yeah, a lot of people say that. Like, I see, like, people when they get to know someone and they want to know, like, who you are. They don't just ask, like, what school you go to, this and that. They'll be like, what's your sign?
What's your sign?
And I'd be like, oh, I lucky don't know.
You're a Gemini. You're a Gemini, Michael.
I'd be like, oh.
You're two-faced.
That's funny.
Okay. So we both agreed that the astrology is a bunch of BS. I'm sorry. We're probably going to lose a lot of lady listeners right here. All right. Next question. Let's do a sports one because, you know, we both love basketball, you know, watching sports. Who is the best point guard of all time?
You go first on this one. Actually, Stephen Curry.
You're not going to like it.
I say Steph Curry only because he's
light-skinned like me.
No, for real. But Curry is the best shooter. He's also one of the best. I would say he's the second best ball
handler. Ray Allen. All right, no, keep going.
He's the second best ball handler. not of all time, just in the league right now and probably in the past 15 years, besides Jamal Crawford and Kyrie Irving, I think Steph Curry is one of the best ball handlers. He's also one of the best playmakers, alongside John Stockton and Chris Paul and Magic Johnson. He's also leading the league, and also he's also the most played player of all time, which is crazy because
most
LeBron—
paid, most paid or played?
Paid. Okay. He's the most paid player of all time, and he's number one in jersey sales along with LeBron James. So I just think that's pretty cool. And he also changed the game. People was not shooting half-court shot, no looks. Even if they missed, nobody was doing that until 2015.
He ruined the game. You see all these kids coming out here chucking threes.
Lucas is one of those. When we go to the fitness center, he shoots deep threes. I'm one of them, too. Hey,
that's the fitness center. That's you, though. You be doing the no-look at the little BSU tournament.
Yeah, it's fun, though. But, like, yeah, Curry changed the game. I don't really see a lot of people changing the game.
LeBron changed the game, but we're not going to get into that today, all right?
Not today.
Okay, best point guard? Okay, Steph Curry, but if we're being honest, like, if we really look ourselves in the mirror, February 2012, Jeremy Lin. All right, this man... He was just perfect, like everything. I ain't never seen a player like this before, bro. Like, he was hitting game winners. He could drive. He could dribble. He could do everything. He had the whole package. Like,
which Jeremy Lin is this? Is this the Lakers or the Knicks?
No, bro, this is Knicks. Like, yeah. Right, he was about to get cut. And then, what's the story, bro? I don't know the story.
He went on a spree. He was going crazy.
Right, like, they put him in. He went crazy that one game. They thought it was a fluke. He did it again the next game. He just kept doing it. And if he would have never got hurt.
Probably would have been tough.
He would have been the best point guard of all time. That's not crazy to say. That's not crazy to say. All right, we'll get into the sports stuff a different episode. This is just the icebreakers. Okay. What would you do if you won the lottery?
First off, I would never tell nobody I won the lottery. I feel like where a lot of people would mess up on is they would be like, oh my God, I won the lottery. And by you doing that, smart. All the fake people in your life or just in general, they're going to start coming asking for money. People are going to start attacking you. They're going to be like, oh, that's mine. That's my ticket. Or, you know, people can really get, when it comes to money, the lottery is a lot of money. When it comes to money, people can get a little hectic and a little violent. So my first thing is I wouldn't tell nobody. But two, I would save it and just be a regular person. I wouldn't tell nobody I won the lottery, even if it was like $1 billion. I'm going to act like I'm still in debt in college. So, yeah, I'm going to keep acting like I'm a normal person. And really spend it how I want to spend it.
Don't go into Grand flexing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to Grand. Because they're going to be like, dang.
You know how them youngins be.
Yeah. They're going to be like, dang, where you get $100,000 from? Where you get all them $100 bills from? Be like, I don't know.
On me.
What would you do?
Pretty much same, bro. I'm not trying to flex it. But if I'm like super close, like I'll let you know. Like obviously my family going to know. I'm going to pay my mother's bills and stuff, you know. Maybe give my brother, like, I'll give him, like, $20 or some shit, you know, just to be nice. Okay, next question. Do you have a life motto or, like, a motto that you live by?
Drake once said this, but you only live once. That's my favorite motto, YOLO. It's one of the most basic ones, but, again, the song is called The Motto? Either way, the motto is YOLO. You only live once. What's yours?
Probably ball up top. You know, I've been seeing that a lot on the TikTok, and I really mess with that because, you know, no matter what you're going through, you just got to keep going. Ball up top regardless of what's going on. This kind of relates back to the advice for freshmen. You know, you got to be resilient. You got to be, you know, class is going to get hard. You're going to have a lot of homework. I remember when I was a freshman, I was taking, like, seemed like 20 credits, like my first semester. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was taking so many classes. I ain't have, like, no time for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I was going through it. But I just remembered the motto, ball up top.
Ball up top. Right,
yeah.
If y'all don't know what that means, basically, in basketball, when you get fouled and you just don't want to, like, when you just accept it, right? Instead of saying ball don't lie, if you get fouled really hard or you travel And you just accept it. You just ball up top, check up, you know? It's just basically saying just accept what you got, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta accept it. You gotta accept it when you mess up.
Is there anything else?
What do you be doing in your free time? Like, you got a favorite pastime?
Well, I have a lot of... Not really don't have a lot of free time, but I have a lot of things that I do in general. So besides me having schoolwork, my internship, and this podcast, I'll say I'm a practice player for the girls' basketball team, along with you.
Oh, hey, me too.
And then I'll probably play NCAA football or 2K. But that's like later at night. I really just be chilling, or I go hang with some friends. But that's besides the – that's all I do. I don't really – have a lot of free time, but if I do, that's what you'll see me doing is the basketball and then video games. So, but what about you?
I dabble in a little gaming myself.
What do you play?
I'll be playing Fortnite. Look, I quit 2K after last year. I've had enough. I'm done with Ronald, but I'll be playing the Fortnite still. I'll be playing the multiverses. I don't know if y'all kids know what that is, but it's a children's game, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be going crazy. I'll be going crazy.
Yep,
and
yep,
also,
yep.
Like you said, I'm also a practice player. How do you like practicing this year so far?
It's cool. I like it. I feel like they'll do good this year. They got a lot of shooters this year. They got a lot of shooters we be seeing in practice.
They be stroking.
So I just feel like they got potential this year. They had potential last year, but things happen.
Every season, you know, can't be perfect.
Right. But I do know that they got this. Shout out to them. And
you got this, girl. Yeah. But yeah, practice be fun, bro. It's fun. It's fun hooping with y'all, hooping with Fudge and you and Fudge. You know, we have fun.
Yep, yeah. But yeah, that's all. Before we wrap this up, I do want to say that I'm a junior. My major is sports communications. So I do really enjoy podcasts and stuff like that. What's yours, Lucas?
I am a junior. And my major is sports communications.
Hey.
Before this, my major was physical therapy, exercise science. I feel like it was cool, but I feel like I kind of rushed into a major because I didn't want to be undecided.
Right.
That's some more advice for you kiddos out there, you little freshmen.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. If you got to be undecided, just be undecided.
Yeah, because I was a business major, and there's so much that you can do with business, and I was just business undecided, and it got to the point where I either had to make a decision on what I want to do, like business marketing, management, or change my major. Boom. Right.
Yeah, it takes time, you know. I know some people that change their major, you know, 2, 3, 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll figure it out.
But just know, I would recommend only changing it once or twice, because by that third, fourth, you probably have to restart on classes, do different classes, have different requirements. And
yeah, that is
that's true. A lot. That's a big process. But luckily, I didn't have that much to do that's different from business. But just saying for most of y'all, you know. But yeah, that's it. You have anything else?
Yeah, what's your shoe game looking like? I see you got the Crocs on.
Right now I got Crocs, but I mainly wear Jordans and Nike. Mainly Jordan, though, because I love collecting shoes. I probably have a good 16 or 15 pairs of shoes at home. So my goal is just to have almost every color of a pair of Jordans, or just not even just Jordans. I got some Yeezy Foam Runners, things like that. But I love, you know, hype. I'm a hype person, hype beast. So I like...
You like them big red boots?
Oh, no, definitely not.
I thought you were a hype beast, though.
I'm a hype beast, but like when it comes to Jordans, like when there's a new Jordan that come out, I'm trying to get it. If I can't get it, I'm just going to fantasize about it until I buy it. So, but yeah, I have like almost every color of a shoe. If I need a red outfit, I got red. So yeah, shout out to me. Shout out to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, your shoe game.
LeBron better, though. But like, yeah.
Okay, we're not going to get into that. You know, it's a little light. You know, it's been getting a little better. I got the Jordans on right now. What else I got? I got the Dunks. I wear a lot of, like, Air Maxes and pretty much all Nike. I got some Crocs. Oh, I do got them new Balances. Them is tough.
Yeah.
I mess with them. Them is crazy. But other than that, you know, I'm kind of done buying shoes because... You know, I make like $9 an hour right now. I didn't even know that was legal working at the fitness center. I thought minimum wage was like 12. Like, dang.
No, that's in some places. Most of the time, it's like low, especially in Indiana. Really is like 7.
Yeah, that's crazy, Jeffrey. We need at least 11.
But anyways, hope y'all enjoyed. This is just like a little icebreaker of what we're going to have going on. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things.
Yeah, like we said in the intro, we're going to be talking about sports and what else we say? Music.
Really anything that comes to mind, but sports and music is something that everybody loves, so we'll be talking about those.
Well, not everybody. We got some dweebs out there who don't be watching sports. No, I'm playing. Okay, cue the music. We out of here.